What does it mean when it says you must seek the kingdom of God first? For many years I used to think that means going out and do missionary work. Seek the kingdom of God first and go out and bring souls to Christ. But that's because, you know, I was using my own understanding of what kingdom of God meant. But when I studied scripture, I found the kingdom of God was defined in Romans 14 and verse 17. So this is what I'm supposed to seek first. Romans 14, 17. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's not evangelism. It's not any of these things. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, they had righteousness, but it was not accompanied by peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It was a stern, serious righteousness. But the righteousness in the kingdom of God brings peace. First of all, peace with God. Perfect peace. That means I have no fear when I come to God. I'm absolutely at peace because the blood of Jesus has brought peace between me and God. And secondly, peace in my heart from all the turmoils, the problems of earth. Freedom, complete freedom from anxiety. This is the kingdom of God. And third, peace with people. That I don't have a fight with anybody. I don't hate anyone. I've forgiven everyone. I don't have a conflict with anyone. I mean, they may hate me. I can't do anything about that. But I have peace. This is the kingdom of God. Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God first. Then all these other earthly things you need will be added to you according to your need. So you need to understand what the Lord is restoring in our time. He's teaching us what the kingdom of God is. That righteousness which brings peace in our heart. Perfect peace with God, with zero condemnation, zero discouragement. I never lived like that for many years. I used to be so discouraged sometimes after being born again. Condemning myself. I want to tell you, it's gone. I can't remember how many years ago last I got discouraged. Was it 20 years ago? I don't know. It's gone. It's gone completely. I stand as a testimony to it. It can be yours if that's what you're seeking first. If you're seeking advancement in the world and money and the honor of men, well, I hope God can bless you in some way. But you're missing the main thing. I would urge all of you, God has restored truth, as we heard, has brought us to the place of the kingdom of God. Righteousness with perfect peace, that I can walk into God's presence anytime. Anytime. There's never a cloud between me and God. Perfect peace with God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God, it says in Romans 5:1. We preach that. I'm clothed with Christ. What does it mean to be clothed with Christ? That when I come before God, listen to this. It's absolutely amazing. That I come before God, I stand before Him as Jesus Christ is standing. Same way. You don't believe it? According to your faith, be it unto you. I believe it. According to my faith, it's unto me. Because the Bible says so. I'm clothed with the righteousness of Christ. That's why I have peace with God. And peace in my heart, because He cares for all my needs. He's making everything work for my good. Why should I worry then? He will never allow me to be tested beyond my ability. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Isaiah 54 verse 17. Amazing promises. Perfect peace about life on this earth. I don't know what lies tomorrow. But God has already known and planned it for me, ensured that it will never be too much for me. That if there's a load there, He'll give me grace to equal it. That's why we have peace in relation to circumstances and peace in relation to people. The Bible says, pursue peace with all men. That means you must, I can say this, never for a single moment to have a bitterness against any human being. You think in my 76 years, nobody's done harm to me? By the time you're 5 years old itself, people have done harm to you. But I can stand before God and say this, not a single human being has ever been able to harm me in my life. Everything they did work for my good. What shall I say to people who worked for my good? Thank you. To people who did harm for me, it worked for my good. Thank you. Somebody who tried to do evil to me. Thank you. People who tried to send me to jail. Thank you. Worked for my good. Peace with all men. I have nothing. I go to bed with a clear conscience, with no bitterness against anybody in the whole wide world. Forgiven everybody the way God's forgiven me. Righteousness with peace. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the other thing is joy. It's not a grim, serious righteousness. It's a joy. All the time in our heart. There may be trials. Jesus was called a man of sorrows. We have trials, we have problems, we weep when we go through bereavement or people die or naturally. But the joy in the heart never goes. All the time. If you want this, you can have it. But you must seek it. Seek and you shall find. Like we heard. Brother was saying how in that Feast of Tabernacles, they were supposed to rejoice. That is the kingdom of God, where righteousness with joy, delighted to do what's right, even if it means financial loss or any other earthly loss. Joy. If you have a righteousness, we preach righteousness in the church, and there are people who are pursuing righteousness. But I want to say to you in Jesus' name, if you've got a righteousness without peace in your heart, without peace with other men, a righteousness with anxiety, it is the righteousness of the old covenant. You haven't got the real thing. You're fooling yourself. But because you're righteous, you're not telling lies, you're paying your taxes and you set things right and everything, you're righteous. No, but is it with peace in your heart? Do you have peace with all men? Are you free from anxiety? That's the righteousness of the new covenant. And secondly, do you have a joy? Can you rejoice in the Lord 24/7? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's the meaning of always. And if you know Philippians 4:4, read up, there are two things you must look up. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Second is you must look up a dictionary to see the meaning of always. What does it mean? Because some people don't understand the meaning of always. It means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is the righteousness of the new covenant. You say it's impossible. According to your faith, be it unto you. It will be impossible for you. Because you don't believe God's word. It's not a question of what you can accomplish. It's a question of whether you believe the Holy Spirit can do it in you. That's what it says here. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That is the kingdom of God. Seek this kingdom of God first. It's not evangelism. It's no use going with a long face to somebody and telling him about Christ. Like that man who went with a long face and said to somebody, do you want to accept Christ? He said, no, thank you. I've got enough problems already. Looking at this person's face, he says, what's use accepting this Christ? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's how it must be. Pursue it, my brothers and sisters. Pursue it with all your heart. Seek it first.